This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Live. Happy Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. I am the big guy, Ryback. Streaming live, Instagram and TikTok as well, the big guy, Ryback 22. Thank you for those of you that get the notifications on the live stream. With that, swing on over here, guys, to Ryback TV, where you are the co-host of the show. The ebb and flow of the show goes where your questions goes, guys. Nothing is off topics. Health, fitness, supplementation, pro wrestling, sports, and anything and everything in between. Super chats are always greatly appreciated. The big guy's Starbucks Black Coffee Fund and Shoulder Relief Fund, which making significant, and I'm talking massive, improvement on the shoulder, as I touched on yesterday, and I'm sure we'll touch on it again today and every day until I am back, and probably then even talking about it even once I am back. We are streaming also today on Twitter at Ryback and also on Facebook at Ryback Reeves. But you can swing on over to Ryback TV. That's the place to watch this show live and actually be a part of the show, be a co-host, and get your channel notice. Whatever it is you want, if you have a question, swing on over. You can listen to this show, audio version, all podcast platforms. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. We're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podbean, and anywhere and anywhere that podcasts are available. This show is brought to you by my Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors. Vegan friendly for all people, men and women, he, she, and thee, on feedmemore.com. 30% off for new customers. Discount code Ryback30, Ryback30. Returning customers can save 20%. Discount code FeedMe20, FeedMe20. And then we've got a buy one, get one free on our finish at BCAA. That's just BCAA BOGO. Discount code BCAA BOGO. No limit. You want to buy 20 of them, 10 of them are going to be free. Take advantage. The sale's not going to be for too long. Take advantage of that right now. Load up on your BCAAs. Guys, cotton candy and the raspberry lemonade. It's quality, great stuff. There's no other BCAA with stevia anywhere. There might be one or two other companies that have tried it. They absolutely taste like trash. This does not. These are great tasting. If you know, you know. If you don't, you're going to find out. Feedmemore.com. Muscle Joint Tendon Support Formula.com. Free 1-2-3 Muscle Joint Tendon Support Formula with all orders with a free gift. We've got all the Ryback merch available on there, guys, the drink-worthy accessories, anything and everything you need, or most of what you need. FeedMeMore.com. All right, here we go. Kicking off the show. Let's get it going. What do we got going on today? I just got back, took the dogs for their morning walk. Nice, beautiful day outside here in Vegas. I've got went and got my coffee, got my morning work done, and we are off to the races. I've got a big training session this afternoon and a lot more shoulder work. I ended up taking yesterday off entirely because when I got done with the show yesterday and I was working on my shoulder, the spot I was telling you guys about, that is where it's causing the most problems on my, with the big, it's like a big rock of scar tissue, and it is just exploding and popping, and like, it is, I just go, I'm going to spend as much of today working on this as I can. And I went and swung it and did the sauna and came back and showered and worked on it again all night. It gets so sore. Like, I have to take breaks on this because it's just, put a golf ball or a lacrosse ball, but I do a golf ball for the one that right now that I'm getting all this popping, and I have to do it with movement. And I put little videos here and there. I need to get a whole new one. I do a lot of this stuff. If I'm around people, I don't like, hey, record me doing my golf ball. I should get a little more of that, even though I've put it up before. So the people that know what it is, but this is what I spend hours doing every single day. And I'm going to be on stage talking about this at some point in time. Of dedication and discipline and consistency while everyone else is partying their lives away on what it takes if you want to truly achieve something and you have a goal on how you have to be consistent on the day-to-day actions of what it takes. And that's my approach to everything that I do, as well as have taken time and enjoying myself but staying true and consistent to that. So yesterday, and I woke up feeling like with a good night's of rest, and it feels so good to just be able to move my arm and flex and to be able to do the things and not feel it grabbing on like it was. And it's just this huge sense of relief. The more and more that this frees up, it's my confidence just keeps going higher. Cause I was like, I know I'm doing it already, but until you actually fully finish it and do it, I'm in a much better place. I'm healthier than ever for just quality of life, no matter what happens. Right. So I'm grateful for that. But it's I know what I'm doing this for ultimately, and in which for me, my family, the people that have stayed loyal to me, supportive of me, and then last but not least, all them haters out there that say you can't do it, this and that, and blah, 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 blah. We will stand on top of the mountaintop and we will flip everybody off and we will scream, feed me more. All right, let's get going. Rant over. I know some of you like the rants. All right. Super chat, Bill Wild, Ryback Show regular. Thanks for answering all the questions yesterday. I like to mix it up and thought-provoking stuff and be silly too. Have an awesome day. FMM, feed me more. Flex emoji, Bill, man, greatly appreciated. And I appreciate a wide array of questions, whether anything that has to do with life, working out, supplementation, fitness, and pro wrestling. I love talking about it all. Some shows are pro wrestling heavy. A lot of shows are pro wrestling heavy. And then others, we have a little more of a balance. And every once in a while, we get a really good life question that I can sink my teeth into and talk about. And I'm really grateful for that. And you guys are more than welcome. I noticed some people... What I would like to ultimately happen, and I'm always transparent, and with everything going on with all my social media stuff, and you guys are my greatest ally. If you guys can record, take these clips, you record. If I say something good, and you like it, and you want to put that out there, it helps. If you guys take content of me, say I give a motivational 3-minute speech on something, and you like it, man, cut it, post it on social media. I'll end up resharing it and doing it. That's the Andrew Tate effect on what got him so popular. He didn't even have a TikTok account with it, right? And this is, I need to somehow get this. I have all the content in the world, years of content. It's all there. We just now have to get it, and people are starting to do it, and it's starting to slowly happen. But it can only happen through you guys. on it. And again, in the we gotta wait and see. And but that's gonna be a big part of things moving forward. And then there'll be no denying. Then when people will see my accounts of what's going on, it will put more pressure on the social media company. They go, this guy's getting too popular in the sense of we can't just now get away with doing this anymore. And hopefully we stop what WWE is trying to do. This is a good question. Oh, hold on. We're going to do a little shell shock here. My boy spamming the chat. Got to be careful, man. You spam that chat, you're going to get shell shocked out of Rybackville every single time. Sport of Wrestling, good to see you, buddy. What do you think about the TikTok ban happening? Just want to know about your thoughts on it because you're on it. Most followed wrestler on there right now. Would that mess up if being banned? So now John Cena's actually passed me. They, because of being so suppressed, it gave John has started using his TikTok more. And I don't know if he's passed 4 million, but I know he passed me at 3.6 like a week or two ago. And I've been stuck at 3.5, just trickling up very slowly. I was going up 100,000 a week when easily, sometimes 300,000-400,000 a week before they really cracked down on me and limited how much of my content could be seen. So I'm technically behind. It's The Rock, John Cena, Ryback on TikTok right now. And The Rock is ahead by a lot. John will continue to go up. John has a huge social media following and it, with acting and like rightfully so, right? I think my content blows it away overall, but there's no denying. I think he has great content as well with it. And he's very popular. It'd be foolish to deny that, right? And The Rock is in a league of his own with everything, but he's also much older. So we've got plenty of time, right, backers? but he looks great. Damn it, he looks great. God damn it, The Rock. I wish he looked like that when I had him. The TikTok ban. I don't know what's going to happen. I think that our country and everything going on, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors going on. There's a lot of distractions going on. I don't think TikTok is enemy number one. I think all the social media companies are enemy number one with what I've dealt with. And TikTok's a part of it. But I will say TikTok, even despite all my content being limited, they, at least I was free for the longest time on here, and they've cracked down on me. And like I said, they kicked me off the creator fund, and they still haven't answered any of my questions. They still have me shadow banned, and they still have me limited on the account on what I'm doing, like my lives. And like my live yesterday only did 3,000 change when I, again, six figures was routine for the longest time. 75,000, 100,000, 125,000 viewers of the show at times. And so that when I see that there's only 3,000 and nobody got that live, I go, why? I have no violations, nothing to warrant it. And with that, but I hope it doesn't happen. I don't think people that would think like all these companies are taking our information or tracking our location, newsflash, this stuff is going on. We've been playing this game for quite a long time already. That once these cell phones came out when I was in my 20s, these versions, we were being tracked essentially on this. And you can hear there's people that can go into more details on all of that. Just live your life. Man, if you think you're going to like enjoy the technology for the benefits and hey, you know what? If there's a group of Chinese ambassadors, oh, there's the big guy again jerking off. Yay, have at it, guys. Have at it. If that's what floats your boat, enjoy the big guy. El hombre grande. Over here, just beating it to whatever, and you could what? Like I don't know what to say. Like I don't think that they're this. Like this, what they talk about? Like with TikTok, they're using it to distract Americans, and we're getting lazy. Newsflash: we were distracted long before TikTok. We were lazy long before TikTok, as a whole. With this, we were focusing on all the wrong things long before TikTok. To like single them out. And I've heard like Meta's behind it, which wouldn't shock me because they're taking away massive business from Meta, which I'm getting ready. I've got another meeting. I'm trying to get a lot of my advertising because TikTok won't approve me for the supplements. Have you seen on here, there's supplement ads left and right. You tell me how a natural supplement company can't get approved for years of trying to talk to people. They won't even talk to me. Why? Because they know I'm going to make money. And this is WWE's way to cut me off. And these platforms absolutely suck on it, but I'm trying, and I've got another group trying to get me approved on this. But yeah, we'll let they literally sell steroids and SARMs and all these peptides on these platforms, and a natural supplement company is mysteriously not allowed. If you know how wild and crazy and messed up this is. IG is the same. They won't let me have my merchandise shop. They won't let me sell merchandise on IG. You know why? Because people will buy it. People will see it. It'll be, and so they go and they don't allow the supplements already on there, and they won't allow the merch. So, but I don't think TikTok's the big enemy on all of this. I think our own government's the big enemy on a lot of things and in a lot of ways, and have been for a very long time with it. And it is, I think it's all distractions, and I think TikTok will fight it. And I don't think, even if they try to put a ban in place, TikTok will probably fight it, and I would imagine win. I don't see them going away. I think it's a lot of BS and smoke and mirrors. And I think because Zuckerberg and all those guys, that guy's criminal number one in many ways. He's tied in to election fraud. All the social media companies are, which is why you're seeing that YouTube CEO, she disappeared, stepped down, and people, because they are tied in, and they, if they think they're not going to get backtracked into this, and they're not going to, they're absolutely out of their minds, but they're trying to cut it before it goes even further. And probably hired attorneys and probably working on their defense in their downtime, full time, when this comes roaring, and they got to appear before Congress and speak and answer questions. And so, I don't think it's going to go away. I hope not. It's a big platform for me, and it could be much more valuable if they, you know, fix their problems. But I'll tell you guys this, and this is a big issue. This is something we need to fight as people. There is no reason. These companies are all making, outside of Twitter and Elon, and at some point they're probably going to become profitable. But and right now, supposedly they're going to be breaking even, but he's lost a lot of money already with that. But he'll get it back in the long run. They'll figure out a way. But all these other companies are making massive amounts of revenue. You want the corruption lies so deep in that shadow ban technology that shouldn't exist. I've talked about why is it so difficult for all of us, not just me, all of us. And if you know, you know, why is there not human support on the biggest social media platforms in the world that are making some of them billions of dollars a year? You mean to tell me that you have to have, they hide it. If you notice how difficult it is to open a case and how they try to like guide you, you have to like pick other, you have to like, you can't, if you click on, oh, that's my problem, they won't let you actually open a chat for it. It'll just try to give you some BS copy and paste answer. And then if you happen to do talk to, get through to the email support or the chat support, most of the time it's artificial intelligence, AI with that. And they copy and paste answers. So you, here's just common sense. How is it that these communication platforms that are supposed to bring us together and provide us value, how come the owners and the people above in this that are running these things, how come they've eliminated communication and human contact? You know why? Because they're doing so many illegal, corrupt things that are going to come back at them at some point in time. So that way they don't have to deal with the accountability factor. Because if you're dealing with a human and you have people that are recording them, you could then take them to court when you catch them, which is one of the reasons they quit talking to me when they did have a support early on with a couple of them, Facebook and a couple things. They cut that off really quickly because they realize how incriminating that can be with things that they say. And oftentimes if you do talk to a rep, and like YouTube will still have reps, they copy and paste almost everything from beginning to end with it to try to stay within a certain level of not actually communicating. You tell me what the reasoning for that would be. It's wild. And those Black Mirror episodes that I told you guys about with the social media, where it's overly fake positive, they're also, we are going to be there. It's already happened. Like YouTube, I can't even tell you, I can't even leave a comment. I don't leave like hateful comments, by the way. I leave supportive comments. I think they're trying to actually get my channel deleted in one odd, some odd way, because I'll just randomly get a thing. I'll leave a comment, a positive comment somewhere, and I'll get a thing saying you've been flagged for harassment and bullying. And I go, what? Wait, but they don't let you even see the comment. And I'll email, I go, can you please tell me what the comment was? I'm not aware. And I don't leave comments all the time on YouTube. I go, can you tell me what was flagged as harassment and bullying on that? But like so it's better off to not even comment now on things almost. And it's like, but I go, I leave like positive comments, emojis, clapping things, flex, clap, hashtag hungry. Are you guys flagging me for hashtag hungry now? Like, I don't know on it, but it's, we're going down a crazy path of where it's very limited, and you know, a lot of my the content even I'm doing now, I bet you in 1 to 3 years is going to be not allowed. Anything, I bet you I'm not going to be, they're going to take this away from me because they already took the stupid away, which is why I don't say stupid. Because if I do that and say stupid, I'm harassing and bullying, even if it's in any context. It doesn't matter with it. Doesn't matter if I'm playing a character, my wrestling character. It doesn't matter. Harassment and bullying. Doesn't matter if I put it. This is not harassment and bullying. Disclaimer. Doesn't matter. They've done it even on some just slapping the head. I've got to be, if I do a video with a heavy person and don't make any reference to their weight, they flag it on that. There's no reference to their weight whatsoever in the video, but it just happens to be a heavy person. And so they just go, oh, we're going to cite this as harassment and bullying. And I go, this is a wild direction that we're going with it. So I don't, and you know, I'm all, you know, I love in peace and happiness and promoting positivity with it. And, you know, and one way I do understand like social media, like really hateful comments. And I think there has to be like death threats and certain things. And I go, but they're like, we are weakening ourselves overall by taking out people having to deal with things. And like, that's why I think just block and move on. Like I'll say whatever you want to say, block. I'm going to block and move on if that's how you choose to live your life. But we're going into that Black Mirror episode where it's just fake positivity of everyone. Hey, how you doing? I am great, Susie. How are you today? Oh, you are looking splendid, you know? But if Susie doesn't like the way that I look at her, she can give me one star and then I could start losing my wealth because of the social credit system that we're all going to be tied into at some point. So it's wild. Go watch Black Mirror. Like that's where we're heading, ladies and gentlemen. Sport of Wrestling, thank you very much. That was a great question. Somebody cut that clip and post it on social media. Let's get all my accounts banned. Super Chat. Oh, Mandy Castillo. Mandy Castillo is a fan favorite here amongst the chat here on the Ryback Show. What was one of your best matches ever? The live events where I always had the most time. Outside of me and Cena did the longer pay-per-views. We did long live events too. Table matches with Cena were very, very fun. I'm trying to think TV wise. Like I think what I would qualify as a great match or good match is everything in the match going as orchestrated as much as possible, and whatever act and reaction, everything going everything going smoothly in that sense, and crowd reaction and crowd engagement and crowd, you know. So like on that end, a ton of the matches I was in always was up there all night with crowds. And when I was in that top babyface spot, like we're on fire, building shaking with it. And that's no exaggeration. And those of you that were there at those shows know with it, you know. As far as like just, but overall quality performance on that, I think the Cena matches were always, because we had time on that, where that would fit in doing a lot of cool things. But me and Seth at different points in live events, like me and Seth, I would say probably had overall, what, like according to the Meltzer's 5-star ratings, like me and Seth had quality matchups of keeping psychology in place and telling a good story. A lot of live events at various points. Us doing matches with me and The Shield, same thing at various points. Me and Rusev in WWE, Miro in AEW, we had very good live events. And like, unfortunately, like the match we had a pay-per-view thing where it was like on, I think, did we meet him on, it was at TLC, the pay-per-view, whatever it was, and we just had a straight-up match. They didn't even give us anything, or it was one of those gimmick pay-per-views. And the storyline was Lana, but I'm a babyface, and it kind of was making me look a little bit heelish. And it was odd. Like, I'm beating them on live events. We're putting in time every night. Crowds are going absolutely crazy, getting better reaction than their main event with the time that was going on. Like, red hot, where agents are going, like, Jesus Christ, you guys are killing it. People in the meetings, God, you hear, you guys are killing it, live events. And then we get to the pay-per-view. We know we're doing 20-25 every night of live events. We get to the pay-per-view and we get like 8 minutes or 6 minutes. And you're like, this is, I was already checked out. Like, I didn't care. Like, I'm making the same no matter what I go. Like, I ain't going to go, hey, give me 30, you know, and pay me the same. I don't care at this point. Like, I was already checked out with it. So, like, I would never go fight for anything. Like, I was like, oh, fine, I'll take it. And because I'm already putting in time all week. And so, and I was so beat up at different points with everything going on. So, but that, you know, things like the, you know, the Hell in the Cell, the first one with Punk, even though Vince didn't want that to be over 10 minutes. Me and Punk could have went an hour, could have went 45 minutes, could have went 30 minutes, more than capable of it easily. But that at the time, I'm doing quick matches. They don't want me wrestling 30 minutes after killing everybody. So they want it condensed. They want Punk running the majority of the time, getting offense in at times, but usually getting thrown around and getting tossed around in that, right? And then they did the thing with the ref. But I thought that match was very good in the sense of everything being achieved and telling that story outside of the finish was horrible as far as the – and you could hear it in the crowd. It wasn't the direction should have been beat him for the championship that night. And we're off to the races because everything was already in place. But that's not what the role called for, unfortunately. Me and Jericho had really good matches, live events, worked a few loops together before we did our pay-per-view match. Our pay-per-view match was solid. I don't think it was, again, I don't know how much times were always the issue on a lot of it, where we didn't get a lot longer, but part of that too was because of they booked me strong, even in Jericho I went over on, but it was just inconsistent at times we've talked about, but in being a dominant character like that, you don't need to be doing 30 minutes because I make more money doing less on that as far as in keeping the psychology in place. You know, I could do anything with it, but it's so I'd have to go and I don't know what your criteria is like best match. To me best matches are, and the best matches on the card are the ones that the audience is absolutely the most connected to. That's what it's for. It's a play. Now you can say, you want to go, oh well, that match that they did, they executed the fake moves better than everybody else on the night, right? It's like I think it, everybody has their own criteria of what a good match is, but I think the most important thing is emotion and the energy and the eliciting the reactions of the fans that are there in attendance, and that typically that what is going on in attendance is what is going on in the masses for the people watching at home. Yeah, Randy says, I heard YouTube is messing with people's algorithms so they don't trend, probably on request from third parties. Would have to be. So you have to think about this. From a business standpoint, why would YouTube hurt channels from being seen that's going to make ad revenue for YouTube and for that person? I'll tell you why they would do it. They would do it exactly for what you just said, for their bigger partners, WWE. When in WWE is partners and paying for them for advertisements, and they are making a lot of money from WWE. So they go, oh, we'll go ahead and suppress that one guy because WWE is bigger than that one guy. And so we want to keep them happy. And this is where they're going to find not just with WWE, they're doing this with platforms and people. There's people that probably don't even know they're being suppressed that are being suppressed. And that shadow ban, this is where we have to have regulations on this. Shadow ban technology should not exist. You tell me one good reason to suppress somebody's account. If they've violated rules, you either ban them or suspend them if they are problems on social media, right? Why would you still let somebody be on here but not let their content be seen fully and damage their brand and perception and things and limit how much they're viewed, which we already know. Zuckerberg has admitted to this for politics. In the 2016-20, the 2020 election, from what I saw, and he literally talks about, and the FBI had them suppress information and people on it. And if you think that they're just doing it for that, you're out of your mind. They're doing it left and right, and they've got workers there that are using and abusing this technology. A lot of like the OnlyFans girls, they get it from the grimy little people that are working, and they can't get their attention, and they DM them on their own accounts, and when they get shut down, they go and shadow ban their accounts on their thing. Happening time and time again. There's lawsuits going on for this very thing. And it's, man, just wild. But thank you, Mandy. Great, great question. I'm sure everybody is happy to see your profile and to go follow you. I feel like Mandy could be fake too. Mandy Castillo could be just it's a dude that put a hot chick and he's getting the attention of all the chat support now. And he is just he's at home in his whitey tighties with 5 weeks worth of jizz stains and orange cheese puff stained fingers and his Pepsi Cola there and just three empty boxes of fudgesicles and drumsticks. Having the time of his life here on the Ryback Show, getting the attention of all of you. Let's see here. I did not hear about that guy getting arrested that was on the show the other week, but it would make sense he got arrested because he hasn't been on the show since what was it last week since one of his deals. Yeah, is Cena a safe wrestler? Absolutely, for the most part. I've talked about because you say Big Show says in one video, he said that Cena is as stable as a rock while giving an attitude adjustment. Yeah, I've actually seen where Big Show talks about the strongest guys he's been in the ring with, and he conveniently left me off, which I find funny because I'm legitimately one of the strongest, and everybody knows it, so... it's like, but for some reason, maybe he doesn't want to bring it up and get heat. I don't know what the deal is. It's just, but I find that wild that I was not in his thing, but you can only name so many people. So, but those that know, I don't know too many guys that have, you tell me how many people have gorilla pressed Kane in the ring, Kane, and at the end of his career too, with it. You know, and I powerbombed Kane, and I didn't. Granted, that move takes two people too. But we got him. I put him through a table. We got up just enough, by the way, on that. Literally everything in my power, because you need the guy to sit up too. But if you've never taken a powerbomb, like the first time I took a powerbomb, it was awkward. Then once I got the hang of it, I go, "Oh, this is wild." And then Cena gave me a powerbomb, and oh my god, and I hit my head on that. And I usually talk, but that one was with some force. But the shield ones, and those were three guys doing that. So that wasn't a regular power bomb. That was a load up. That was completely different. But taking that move from them. But Cena's absolutely he's very strong with it. He's no doubt. But overall, you know, Cena wasn't in the weight room. He's very strong, but he wasn't like at the top of everything. He's very, very strong and consistent. There's no doubt about it. Do I listen to Linkin Park? Yeah, I listen to Linkin Park a lot. I love Linkin Park. Super chats, here we go. Blake AE, thank you very much. Ryback WrestleMania return next week. I will be at WrestleCon Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you're in LA for WrestleMania and for the WrestleCon convention, I'll be out there 9 to 5 Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. I think there's a small break in there. I'll probably just stay the whole time unless I grab food or something, but we'll see. Baltimore, I did 5 hours plus straight, people. So if this is good, we'll stick around. If not, I'll take a break and come back. And then 9 to 2 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. With it. So I will be there during WrestleMania. Will I bring my gear out with me? That's the question. You know, am I going to pack the gear bag with the fresh singlet ready to go? I don't know. Maybe I haven't brought my gear with me anywhere and for many years, but I'm feeling pretty good right now. So maybe I'll bring that gear. You don't know where I'll show up. Am I tanning? Am I like looking really freaking jacked? Yeah. But you know, I'm as of right now, I'm just doing WrestleCon. God damn it, we needed a opponent for Lashley. Hi, how's that body on Ryback looking? God damn it, he still has it. I'm sorry, I'm just here for WrestleCon. You owe me $5 million, you bitch. I'll pay him. Sweet Sugar Sugru. K Can't believe WrestleMania is 9 days away. Can't wait to see the stage reveal. Hope it looks badass. Also, can't wait for Rollins versus Logan. Paul going to be good. I'm looking forward to that match as well. And seeing how that goes. You know, Logan, and I know a lot of people want to, like, Logan Paul has done great in everything he's done in the spots. If Logan Paul was in the system, though, and, like, wrestling full-time, it would be much more obvious, I think, that how green or new. I hate the word green with it because I've heard it used for me when I was nowhere near green. Because I was wrestling short matches, like, oh, he's green. No, I've been in, like, the system for years, and I know what I'm doing on this. It's doing what Shawn Michaels told me, to pick a style and go make money and draw. And, like, so, like, hey, maybe take a seat on this one, Stormy. Logan, though, his matches are probably heavily rehearsed, from everything I've heard, they have been. Seth has talked about it. And so they definitely should do that as well for this on it. But, you know, like, the things too, like, you got to, in my own thing, I'm curious to see, and I don't want anyone to ever mess up, but I'm curious to see if he does mess up something, you know, if he goes to springboard and slips and falls, is he going to have the instinct to go into sell and don't pop right up and to wait and to take your time and to naturally move into another spot. And that's up to Seth, and these guys should communicate this stuff. And I'm not around him, so I don't know where he's at development-wise. He's obviously good at, he can do acrobatic stunts, and he knows how to put a match together with somebody that's rehearsed, which is a skill in doing that, because not everybody could do that. So I'm just curious to see, like, I enjoy watching his stuff and to see how he continues to evolve and to grow if he continues to do this. But they've put him in big matches, man. And this is definitely going to be, this will be the biggest thing he's ever done in his career, in probably the most outside of, and I don't know the, I would say it's probably going to be the most pressure he will ever feel doing this in LA at WrestleMania, with the amount of eyes that are going to be on him. There'll be more eyes than he's ever had at any moment in that. And in, like, knowing you have to go do a rehearsed match on that, I want to see how he does with that pressure. And I hope he kills it and does absolutely fantastic, and he's given no signs that he wouldn't do that. So I'm looking forward to that match too. Let's see here. What else do we have going on? I'm looking up. Hey, Benny. Yeah, James, the co-host for Renee Dupree show, emailed you. They want you on the show. Renee helps you move. Renee likes you. Yeah, I like Renee too. I've talked about that. I'm not doing shows right now with it. I'm not doing podcasts. I'm doing my show. And I've done the Keeping It 100 years ago, and they want me to do the show again. And I told them I will. Like, once I'm, let me get the Ryback trademark documentation and let me make my next move in wrestling and be back. And then I have a purpose to do interviews more rather than interviews I've done. I've been gone, and yeah, I can talk about my supplements, but a lot of the times it's repeating questions. These are wrestling podcasts and talking about things, and I don't want to go down those avenues or keep revisiting them. It's not, you know, I'll answer your guys' questions. And too, like, I don't know if you've noticed, I'm overwhelmingly positive on the majority of things. But when I tell the truth on something, I'll tell the truth, but I'm still overwhelmingly positive. That's been my mindset for the longest time on it. And those of you that follow enough know that with things. So I just don't, like, that's a show though with the wrestlers. I will do things with the wrestlers going forward when I do come back. What I won't do is I won't do the Mark podcast. I will not be doing anything with, like, Dirt Sheet people, anything in connection to those, the Bleacher Reports, the Sportsters. Those are all blacklisted, blackballed, cut off by me forever. I will never have anything to do with them. It doesn't matter what I do in wrestling. I will not be doing press conferences with these people, talking about, like, I want nothing to do with these people. Are criminals. They are corrupt. They don't, I just don't, they're just promoting lies in hurting human beings for profit. And I have no respect for them. And I wish more people would cut the media off cut the, but they use them because they benefit them at certain points, or they get paid in other ways. And when you build your own brand, you don't need them with that anymore. Which is why you've seen like a lot of them, and all they do is talk bad and make up lies with it. And so it's like, why would you go reward them? And then it's like, no, I remember everything. I have a great memory with it. I screenshot things too, just to remember, just to go back for, hey, if you know what, you actually, this, you remember this? Yeah. F you. But, you know, at some point I will with it. And let's see here. I'm looking at your things. I think I missed one more super chat. Thank you very much. Chuilo, Iriando. How's it going, Ryback? Can you please send a big shout out to my nephew, Diego Garzo? This kid is a big fan of yours and looks up to you, man. Thanks. Thank you very much, buddy. I greatly appreciate the super chat. And Diego Garza, I hope everything is going well, buddy. Thank you for the love and support. And do your best. Live one day at a time. Stay positive. Stay hungry. And don't forget the three words, because they are going to be coming back. They're going to be coming back, buddy. Feed me more. Work hard. Be nice to people. But don't put up with BS. You put your foot down when you need to put your foot down. And you will go far in life. All right, I'm looking to make sure I didn't miss any more super chats. Evan, this is a good question up top here. Sorry I missed this. Do a little drink refresh here. Thank you to everybody in the TikTok Live swinging by the Ryback Show. Check us out here on Ryback TV on YouTube or all podcast platforms where podcasts are played. Evan says, when you're having a bad day, especially mentally, what do you do normally to get the head straight again, to feel good and motivated to keep going? Fantastic question. So working out, being active is one thing that helps tremendously. And I've had things where things are, you know, going wrong and just I'm upset and I'm frustrated. And I'll make sure to just like, you know, I have the things in my day, taking my dogs to the park, you know, for 30 minutes and going for a long walk and not looking at my phone and just breathing in the fresh air, being out by the mountains. If I'm going and working out every day, I have things to where that's one of the number one things, and it's working out or being active where you exhaust yourself is one of the, when people are suffering from frustration and anxiety, or if you want it, depression, whatever it may be, the best thing you could do is to start moving and get active. And that's where, whether it's working out with weights, running, have you ever talked, you hear this all the time, people that run, you get a euphoric effect, a euphoric feeling. And it's not just running, it's Stairmaster, anything where you exert yourself if you're capable of doing it in any capacity for a period of time, it will release stress and it helps work out these frustrations that can get pent up, because we live in a day and age where it is beyond easy to get frustrated and upset. And I'll elaborate on this even further. A little thing that I do, you know, like social media, I put my content, I get up early and I do a lot of my work. And, you know, I see comments on different things. When I click, if I open TikTok, you see the top comments there. And if I see a hateful comment right there, I'll click, boom, block, keep going. And I don't try to spend too much time looking for that, because it will never end with it. And it's just like, and I know there's certain times, don't look at things before bed, because when I'm away from social media, I'm even happier in the sense of not having to just see things from people that I don't care about or are irrelevant to me, that don't know me, that don't know what's going on. But like Twitter can be the most frustrating app, because I'm being suppressed on there the hardest, and my good people, my followers, aren't seeing me. So I tend to just almost see hateful comments on, if I look at the thing and I have to search my name to see comments that, because they don't show them on my page. I see it all the time. People will say something or tag something, a kid with a thing that doesn't show up on my page. Why that doesn't show up on my page, I don't understand, but I have to search for it. And then I go, oh, that's nice. And I'll retweet it or comment on it. But in that, I'll see the bad. And so there's times that I've talked about this before. I just use the app for Twitter on my Buffer app and put my tweets out with an app for a while and take a little break. And then boom, I'm fine. But I know the things that, like, if I see it's frustrating me and I go, that's kind of carrying over. Like, I'm a little agitated right now with it. I go, yeah, I just got to just stay off of that for a day or two or a week or something and just keep working on and living the real world as much as possible. So, but working out, physical activity is your best friend on when you're having a bad day. But also, though, knowing that, and I've said this over and over, don't let one bad day become two bad days, become a bad week, become a bad month, become a bad year, become a bad life, right? With it. And it's our mindset with it. And it's knowing that just because today we feel bad today doesn't mean we're going to feel bad tomorrow. And you'd be amazed what a great night's rest. I've had this happen more than enough where I've had just a horrible day overall and things, problem after problem after problem, taking up my time, just frustrated as can be. And I reset and I go to bed. I get a great night's rest and I wake up and I go, what was I so upset about? Even though I know what I was upset about, but that feeling is gone with it. So that is a very important thing. And it's simply knowing these things to then, when like you're having a bad, you know, and becoming self-aware to realize when you are frustrated, having stuff to do, go for a long walk, stay off your phone, whatever that is for you. Go do the sauna for 30 minutes. I do these things routinely where I think I keep myself pretty level-headed for the most part and pretty in a good mood more often than not because I've got my days planned pretty good with the things that matter most to me. You know, there's always going to be things that happen out of my control, but and that helps the eating good food, the energy that we put in our body, not having aspartame and sucralose, artificial sweeteners or colors, limiting our processed foods, eating real whole foods as much as possible. You're already putting yourself in a higher position of being happier because you're not now working, having all these ill chemicals and harmful ingredients that affect our mood. And that's why I've always done those videos. You fix your food, you fix your mood. It's all, so it's a combination of things though. Thank you very much, Trujillo. I try to say names, Trujillo. Thank you very much for saying I give good advice. I try to do my best to just be real, though, and speak from experience. And I've listened and read a lot of books and audio books and been around a lot of great people. And I'm not perfect, but I feel like I have I talk about that hashtag hungry mindset. And I'm constantly learning and evolving and growing. And that's one of the reasons for doing this, because I learn things on this show as well from the people. And I just try to, I think a show like this is more fulfilling for me that I said, because I get emails and things from people that have changed their lives, that have lost hundreds of pounds, completely altered their mindsets. And that to me it's more satisfying and rewarding than just like interviewing people. Cause I'm not like a fame. I don't care about fame or like, I don't care about other, like, this is why doing the podcast, I realized I don't get excited most like doing interviews with like other people. Cause I'm just like, I don't really care. Like I've never looked at, I've never asked for pictures. And so this gets me excited every day where I'm like, I look forward to like what the questions are going to be. There's an element of surprise in that. And I love going live because I love live with wrestling and being live in that. There's an element of just accountability and excitement that comes with that. And that's why I hope, like, to me, this version of the show I can do forever. And it's more fun and rewarding and allows me to just be me. All right. So this is a good... I see you eat whatever you want as a person who's 177 pounds. I try and work out as much as I can at home. But when I do, I have a cheat meal. I feel like crap. Like it sets me back. How do you get past that? Well, I don't eat kind of whatever I want. You're literally taking years of YouTube content of my cheat meal once a week and making a judgment that I eat whatever I want. And which there's a good portion of those videos that are actually fairly healthy. There's others that aren't, they're straight cheat meals on it, but there's very few times have I done like very huge, like mega huge calorie meals, you know, having a couple burgers and fries or a taco and a burrito or in some chips and salsa at 290 pounds, 285 pounds isn't. And, you know, for that one meal for the week of my four, eight, 12, what are we, 28 meals a week? 27 out of my 28 meals a week are super ultra healthy and nutritious and my one cheat meal. So you see where I'm saying, like, this is, I get a little hot when I hear that. I'm like, I don't eat whatever. I just feel like I'm the most disciplined person I've ever met in the way that I eat and can stick with it. And I know when to enjoy myself and have a good time. So you got to look at it and understand that, you know, if I'm doing these videos and putting seven videos a week and eating junk food and telling you guys, hey, this is, I don't ever eat this, guys. I don't ever eat this, you know, then, you know, well, I eat it seven times a week. That's a pretty significant amount with that. But if you eat crap and don't feel good, well, don't eat crap. If you have a cheat meal, or limit, make it a smaller cheat meal, or alter the cheat meal to something that doesn't make you feel as bad as what you're currently eating. That's all I could suggest on that. You have full control over that. So you're doing it by choice. If you do it and you don't feel good, I don't know if you're overindulging and eating, like I said, a 5,000 calorie cheat meal or not. You've got to, you know, I feel better. I told you guys, I took down the McDonald's $3,500 challenge video. It was eating all this food from McDonald's, and not $3,500 worth of food. It was a challenge video that a guy did that if he ate all this food, he got $3,500, was supposedly the gimmick on it. But I ate all this McDonald's food years ago and was shaking and ate the food fine. And I drank all these drinks and my sodium, it was so much sodium and my body was literally shaking after. And I felt miserable. And I think that was one of the videos that we had, not a million views. We were getting up there. It was popular and I deleted it. Cause I go, I don't want people to do this. And it's not worth it. And that's why I took down a lot of the few challenge videos that I did with mega amounts of food. Cause I go, I don't want kids thinking, well, Ryback did it this, but if I have a sensible cheat meal, that's normal. That's living you know what I mean? That's not, nobody's going to get hurt doing that. So thank you very much, Truilo, for another super chat. Greatly appreciated, my man. Cali Muscle used to pretend to, he likes to eat crap regularly, but he actually is really disciplined in his food intake. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know him, or I don't know what he, I know he had a heart attack there and with all of that. And I don't know the deal with it, but you know, I've seen videos pop up and we're eating a large amount of the junk food and stuff. And obviously too, when you're dealing with like drug usage and that stuff, that does not go well. And hopefully, I don't know what he looks like now or if he stopped. And what these people don't realize is not saying Cali in particular, but like you're TRT, HRT monitored by a doctor in the normal healthy range. You're not abusing steroids. Get off the gas, get off the drugs, stay in the normal ranges and don't cheat. Don't cheat the system. Don't cheat yourself, and you can live a long, healthy, productive life. And I would rather keep peaking and keep getting better as I get older, and keep just learning and keep evolving rather than like burn myself out and then you're done. And that's why you see a lot of the old timers, they quit working out, they burn themselves out. A lot of power lifters don't lift weights after they're done. They've ruined their bodies to no return, and they don't even want to go be in a gym. And they don't want to work out, and it's too depressing to them. And I don't want that to ever. And I've lived it with my body through the injuries from pro wrestling. That's why I say I'm the luckiest man alive to be where I'm at right now, and to now not let that ever happen again. Granted, my stuff was from a medical malpractice procedure, and then wrestling, but it's. I see the people all the time, you know, that eating the massive amounts of food. And I've talked about it. I never wanted my YouTube to become that because I can't keep that up. And there comes, and you don't want your audience to expect that. And that's what they're only viewing for. It's like the chugs, the large guy, the chug, he chugs all the drinks, Badland Chugs. And I haven't seen anything from him in some time. So I don't even know what's going on, but he was initially doing all the crazy chugs. And don't get me wrong. To be able to do that is impressive, but this guy's just chugging massive amounts of sugar and sodium and calories, you know, for these views and very unhealthy with it. He's not that's you know, I don't know what his health condition is, but his videos are going to stop the moment he is where they, if he has a heart attack or they go, you're done, no more. You're going to die if you keep this up. Which, and I don't know if that's changed yet or not, but I see then he was doing the crazy food stuff too with it. And it's like that at some point is going to be, it's just going to hit the wall and it's done. Whereas I have evolved my channel and content to stuff I can do no matter what forever. And I think that's more important, to have a relationship and a connection to your audience. And hey, here and there, have a little fun, do something fun, have, you know what I mean? Maybe once in a blue moon, you do a larger little deal here and there. But it, for the most part, it's more of a connection in, on the channel, on the brand, rather than for freak things that you have, you can't keep up. That's just my opinion. Everyone's free to do, you know, the crazy stuff gets the wild views with it. But everything is $1 million man. Everyone has a price. Everything has a price. And then what we do long term in our health. Do I know any Native Americans? Just Tatanka. Tyler Shugru, Super Chat. Top 10 drinks. Here we go. Chocolate milk. Are you a Yoo-hoo guy? 2 strawberry milk. 3 coffee. 4 Mountain Dew. 5 water. Tyler, the water should be number one. You can't live without water. 6 Dr. Pepper. 7 lemonade. 8 orange juice, 9 apple juice, 10 Coke. I thought 10 was cake. I was like, Tyler really likes his birthday cake. Which I hope you had a great birthday, Tyler, for everybody. Tyler just had a birthday here recently. I'm trying to think on your drinks here. I grew up liking chocolate milk and strawberry milk. We had the Nestle Quick, the chocolate and the strawberry occasionally. In the cupboard, but what's crazy, my mom was very health conscious. I'm shocked she ever bought this crap for us. I don't really, Sophie. She started grinding her teeth, which we think it might be ear related. So she's on eardrops again. We're gonna wait and see in 8 more days how that goes. I'll never forget this. The story on the drinks, though, in baseball. And when I was playing in Little League, my mom bought, we were at the store and I saw a commercial for Ovaltine. And I don't even know what Ovaltine, it was like some chocolate milk, but it was supposed to be healthier than the other chocolate milks. And I'd have to go back and look, it's probably not. But I'll never forget the first time I took Ovaltine, I believed I was so much better than all the other baseball players. I was like, I thought I had found the secret sauce of success. And my confidence as a child was so sky high. My first Little League game I played on Ovaltine. I hit 2 home runs. I was a monster on the field. Everybody's, what's going on? Because I was very good. But I mean, I was clearly playing on a whole other level. And I took Ovaltine that entire season, had an amazing season. And I really believed the Ovaltine was giving me this huge advantage. And it wasn't. It was in my head. It was just, I think, another version of chocolate milk with sugar, powdered sugar with it. And maybe they threw in and fortified it with a little bit of vitamins. But that's my chocolate milk story with it. That was, and I ditched Nestle for Ovaltine at some point in my childhood development. My top drinks, Tyler, I don't have 10. I don't drink 10 different things. Water, wake up unlimited energy, feedmemorenutrition.com, feedmemore.com. So you could also do feedmemorenutrition.com. It will reroute to feedmemore.com. Black coffee, number 3. My Pumplex City, number 4. Finish at BCAAs, number 5. That's my top 5. All right. What do we got going? What, Tyler, tell me, what is in Ovaltine? What makes Ovaltine different than chocolate? Or is there no difference? All I remember was the commercial hyped up the kid like flexing. And I was like, I was a jacked little kid. And I just thought, I go, that's for me. The Ovaltine is going to feed my muscles more. I was all the way in on Ovaltine. Tyler loves Badland Chugs. You would love Badland Chugs, Tyler. I could see you. You're subscribed to him, no doubt. If I go look at his channel, I bet your comments are all over the place at Badlands Chugs. say, oh, you're so much better than Ryback. Ryback has nothing on Badlands Chugs. And then I find out that, the real sweet sugar sugaroo. No, like having, you understand, yeah, like having cheat meals. I heard having two-day cheat meals helps burn fat, actually. Yeah, people, this is something routinely bodybuilders and fitness women and their coaches or whoever they're working with will have them have a, they call it weird things where they'll be like, oh, it's a refeed day, or to my coach said I get 3 cheat meals today, or like, and where though it's like it could be a way, if you're dieting too hard, what happens over time is if you could slow your metabolism down, and I don't know why this happens and how, but our bodies adjust to things, and we have to sometimes try to trick it. And but our body, like when we fast and stuff, like even though the fasting has a lot of benefits, if you do stuff too much, though, it can slow your metabolism because your body's trying to reserve and conserve energy and hold on to stuff. And so that it's a fine balance of giving yourself enough nutrition and then a restrictive amount at other times to keep your metabolism at a high level. And that's why doing things, though, what I do is I cycle my carbs on it, because carbs tend to be the key in a lot of this stuff too, for a lot of people with it. And everyone's a little different, but carbs, at least in my case, carbs are the one manipulative things. So for me, and when I have my carb days, I do my 24-hour fast, and then I have a small amount of carbs with my meal when I break that fast, and I'm on a restricted day, 24 hours of no food, and then the calories I eat at night are not as high as I would eat for a day typically. So that's my really heavy restrictive day. And then I do I may do a little more carbs the following day, but still qualify as low. They might be 100, 125 grams. Then I might go down to 100 grams. I might go down to 80 grams. And then I might, whatever the day, another 80 or 60. And then I do 2 days of very, very few carbs on that. And these are the days I really, that with the fast is when I notice significant improvements of getting leaner and leaner and holding on to my muscle. And then I do Fridays, I do my cheat meal and my high carb day, and I load up and I go by how I feel and what I think I need for the week and how I'm looking in the mirror with it. And I just continue to improve every week and do that, and my metabolism stays going with it. And this is from years of experiencing and knowing that when I just went no carbs all the time, my metabolism, and I didn't have like a carb day in there, my body started holding on to fat and slowed down my metabolism with it. So I think it's really important to learn your bodies, but carb cycling is one of the best ways to eat, I think, of consistently losing body fat and keeping our metabolism sky high. And what you would find, though, on the cheat meals, though, if you just have a cheat meal, don't feed yourself. Like I do my carb day, I do my cheat meal, but then I just do my carbs. You never want to mix your carbs and fats, and that's what cheat meals have, carbs and fats and protein with it. And it's so you want to keep that as minimal as possible. What you need to usually do is just up your carbs, clean quality carbs, black rice, black noodles. There's all these things that have vitamins and just quality nutrition with the carbohydrates that will and keep it away from your fats. You will replenish your glycogen stores and keep that metabolism fired up with it and actually get better results than if you just do it all cheat meals. But you got to learn that. Some people just like, I'm just going to eat whatever. But you'll eventually go, I want to get more bang for my buck. You know, I'm not going to have 3 cheat meals today. I'm going to have my cheat meal. I'm going to keep it normal. And then I'm just going to have quality food for the rest of the day and quality nutrition and replenish my glycogen stores, keep my fat down. And I'm actually going to look even better and better the more that I do this. Looking here if I missed any more super chats. Sorry. Evan, yeah, if you guys, Rye Rules, whoever, the clip on the mental health, I would definitely appreciate if somebody makes a TikTok video off of that, because I've got the apps. I can literally copy that. It removes the watermark, and I can reshare it on all my things, and I'll tag you in it as well. And those are the kind of clips you know, that are beneficial. Yeah, I talked about the 6'9 situation yesterday on yesterday's Ryback show, and it really unfortunate. And I just think it's embarrassing, not for him, for the people that feel the need to beat somebody up in a group. I just think I would be embarrassed. And he walked right out of that. I don't know if he was hospitalized but I mean, he walked out of that bathroom under his own accord and didn't look like he was wobbly. You know, his face was bloodied up, but it's an unfortunate situation. You know, look, I don't know his situation. I don't know, you know, I don't know what was said yet. You know, I saw he was just lying on the bathroom floor. Then the guy kicked him. He looked like he could have probably tried to get up and kept fighting. Granted, it wasn't probably going to go well for him. I don't know the level of extent of how badly they beat him down to get him to that position prior. So there's a lot of stuff missing all of that. So he was probably, people just see that clip though and go, why isn't he getting back up and fighting? Or, you know, there's probably a reason. He was at that point where he realized that if he tries to get up anymore, that like the beating's just going to get worse and worse. Or I don't know. You know, so you never know what, like, the context of how it got to that point. Clearly, they probably roughed him up pretty decent to get him to that position with it. But, you know, you don't want to, man, I think it's just embarrassing for the people. And I hope they get caught and called out. And I hope they get the punishment they deserve. There's just no need for that kind of stuff. But, and, you know, hey, you got a problem with somebody, fight one-on-one. If you're, but even at 6'9", this is people, celebrities, famous people, it doesn't benefit you. And this is like why fighters and stuff, you don't want to have physical altercations in public that where you started with it. Now, if you're defending yourself, and that's an entirely different situation, but like it's not beneficial. Whereas, and so that's where it's like a people like that, they just have no respect for it and stuff, where they're trying to essentially, they were trying to make a name for themselves off of you or get attention off of you. It's, you know, that possibility always exists anywhere we go in real life. It's an unfortunate situation. I take things very personal though on it. I don't know if I'm lying there. I'm pretty stubborn. I would have to, you'd probably have to take me out for good if, you know, but I don't, like I said, I don't know what happened prior to all of that. And I would hope in knowing what I know, and I would hope that a few of them would have been on the floor with me and before the final, you know, surrender. Hello, hello. It could have been a clout scheme. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Who knows? I just don't. Anytime, I'm just in the context of what we know, I just hate when people jump people. And I was in school. This happened when I was in R.O. Gibson Middle School. I was a straight E, AB student, straight A's for the longest time. Then eventually AB as I was getting older and more sports oriented. But I was like the PE student of the year, always athlete. So I was like always very, you know, and did well on the athletic side of things. But I wasn't like, I didn't care about like the popular, I didn't hang out with like the, whatever people thought were popular. I just kind of always have been how I am. And I had my few close friends growing up and, but I didn't like hang with big groups of people, or anything. And I remember one day leaving, R.O. Gibson Middle School. I was probably in seventh or eighth grade. That was the only 2 years I was there. Cause sixth grade, I went to H.P. Fitzgerald, a sixth grade center with an elementary school, brand new school. And I opened the door to go out to leave school. And I've got my backpack and my friend, Kevin Salisbury, his dad would always pick us up, and he was picking us up that day to take us home. And you could walk home too, but it was quite a long walk. It was a straight shot, but we would always get a ride. And, so I would always just meet, he parked in the same place every day, and me and Kevin had different classes. So we would just meet, we would just know where to meet after school. Go straight there, right? And so there's a group of doors to go out. I open it and I hit, there's a group of kids, a large group of kids, and the door just kind of like it hit into the back. One of them was standing where the door would open, and I just go, I'm sorry, and just keep going. I'm walking, and then so I'm walking, and like I'm down maybe like 30 feet, there's a wall, I turn the corner, all I hear is get him all these, this large group of kids surround me, that they're going to jump me. And one of them was a 10th grader who was a real, he had a very problematic past, and had to redo grades, and he somehow had to redo middle school. He was a juvenile delinquent. There was like a huge, it was his posse of group he had assimilated since being at this school. And so all these kids circle me, and they all like kind of square up everyone. And then the big one came from behind and grabbed me, and we go into a wall, and we go into a brick wall, and I push off of the wall. He hits me and punches me, and I laugh at him because it doesn't hurt. And then this this big guy, Calhoun, this big security guy that the school, literally comes running as he's running, and all the kids take off. And he comes up to me, he goes, "Are you okay?" And I go, "Yeah, fine." And then he chases after him. I just leave and go home. I go meet my friend Kevin at his truck, and I go, "Oh, this kid punched me," and no marks on my face, nothing. And I get home, and then I tell my parents, and then they go, "We're going back." They go back to the school. They got the older kid that was the one that struck me, and they literally brought us into the office. And this is how crazy schools, they don't realize, they literally bring me in and sit the kid in there's a big room, and there's like three like small rooms within the room. He's in one of the other rooms. They bring me in because they want me to fill out a report on things. He's actually in there, and they don't, I guess, put it together that he was the one that did it. I didn't even know. I just hear, I go, he goes, "You better not snitch. You better not snitch, dog." And so I just literally go, "Oh yeah, that was the guy right there." And they got him. He got kicked out. He was done because he already had so many things on him with it. But I just don't like, I was like, "Man, you pussies." But I just don't, like guys that group. I just think you're pathetic with it. Hold on, I missed another super chat. Are the rumors true that you're joining AEW? I don't know. What are the rumors that I'm joining AEW? I don't know what the rumors are that on that. Yeah, again, I don't know the situation with 6ix9ine, and hey, yeah, you know, I don't know what he's saying, not saying. We live in a day and age, you don't want to be provoking people and going out and, you know, saying things to people or having people to come challenge you. And it's just, you put yourself in a position of like, you don't want to do that. So if he's doing that, you know, but again, you don't, nobody. In this day and age too, man, I'd much rather somebody, if there was a real issue where you're like, "Let's just go meet somewhere that nobody's going to be around, where nobody's going to call the cops, and like, let's just go have at it. Whoever wins, wins." Like, that is more respectable to me, to go hash it out and to just fight it out. And you know, then doing stuff in public where it's just, there's some serious repercussions. But, you know, even for anybody, if a situation, people, if somebody came up and somebody, a celebrity, you know, has to defend themselves and knocks them out, and that person's head hits the ground, and say they die, that person could have, like, be tied up in with legal matters forever on that. And all he was doing was defending himself, and like, "Well, you shouldn't have punched him." Well, what should you do in that situation then? You know, this is in that. So it's like, this is, and everybody jumping in, and it's a wild thing, man. You just got to be, I don't know. I missed a super chat. Let me, Grim Reefer, thank you very much. Ryback Show regular. I was really shocked to find out Alexa Bliss. It's on full on recovery from skin cancer 3 to 6 weeks after surgery to heal. She started. Yeah, I don't even, I'm not even, I thought maybe I saw something with that the other day that I was not aware of, though. And, you know, I don't, hopefully a speedy recovery. And skin cancer is, and hopefully they caught it early, which I would imagine they did with that. And Yeah, I don't, man, I don't know. I just know I've known people that have gotten cancer and had to go through like real legit, like full-blown chemotherapy and lose their hair, and they've wrote it out and made a successful full recovery. Other people, it depends on your age and genetics, but you're dealing with anything like that, man. It's all the wrestlers, and I tell you guys, well, just people, all celebrities. This, I try to, anyone I ever meet where they try to, like, they get like starstruck, and I just go, brother, there's no difference between, I've literally told kids this at the gym, high school kids, and they're like, they're shaking. I go, there's no difference between me and you other than what here in my mindset. And yeah, there's some differences and different things, but like, it's all right here. This is what separates people. This is what is a difference maker. We're all have a lot of similarities. We all are born. We're all going to die. We're all human. We're all made of skin and bones and organs and flesh. And like there's, but our mindset and the way we choose to live each and every day is what differentiates us on that. It's, you know, and granted, there's a lot of other little things that are factored in and whatnot, but our mindset is such an important thing with that. But wrestlers are people, they have problems, and they, you know, we're all going to get older. We're all going to die. And it's just the way that it is. But I, a lot of times people think people on TV are famous people that like, they're somehow made of different, like they're just like not human. I told you guys, I know this, and I'm speaking from the utmost of experience. When people are shocked that I if I'm in the bathroom pissing or whatever, told you the one shitting, it's blown me away. Like I don't know what to say. Like I'm like, what the hell do you think I'm a robot sent from the past here to save the future? Like I love, it's a great story. I would love to run with that, but you know, I still got to go to the bathroom. Can't believe Ryback's working out in the same gym. Brother, what am I supposed to, I got a gym at home. I like going out. I like seeing some of the women in the gym and being around people too. You know, I once had a guy on Twitter, and he deleted his account, by the way, coward. He saw me at the LVAC that I went to, which, by the way, Mike Tyson goes to, Floyd Mayweather, because they're all around town. There's like five or six of them. And there's like the one by me is very nice with it. And, he goes, man, you must be struggling, dog. This was like 4 or 5 years. Yo, dog, you must be struggling, dog. You in here just working out like the rest of us, yo. Literally, and I just block with it. But right before I blocked, he was one of the ones I replied to. I go, you're more than welcome to come say hello in person. I encourage you to do it next time. To this day, I don't know who the guy is. I don't know if he's never come up to me in there. I go in there quite a bit with it. But just a foolish, stupid comment. Like, and you just see stuff like that with people. I'm like, what is wrong with you? I've got a six-figure gym at my home, bud. Like with that, but like, that don't even matter. That's just for me when I'm busy. And like, but like you're allowed to go work out in public and do things. We're people. I've heard people with Roman and the Logan Paul, they go, you go to like regular gyms. We all do. We're all humans. That's what you do. We're not little like puffy princesses of like, you know, there comes, and when I don't want to be bothered, I work out at home. But when you're on the road and stuff, you have no choice. You go work out at gyms. Vince McMahon, go to regular gyms. He go to gyms late at night when nobody would be there. He'd go to regular gyms. Or he'd have contacts where they'd let him in at 2-3 in the morning or things. But there's other times I've seen Vince McMahon has been at the gym with all of us. The boys one early afternoon before TV, he was working out with his trainer. Same gym as all of us. You know, it's what you do when you're on the road. It's where people, you go, you like, can't believe you lift weights. Okay, Steve. How does it feel to be the most jacked guy in the gym? Literally have never given any thought to that of like being in there and being like, man, I'm the most freaking jacked, dominating person in here. I could give, I cover up the majority of the time and like where I do not care. I don't care what anybody else is doing. I'm in there to do what I need to do and to get out and see and to fall in love 7 times a day. That's it. That's it. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Focus, big guy. Bob, freaking Jack. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. you know, I don't care about anything else. I'm just in there to get what I need to get done. And I'm not in there be like, man, I can't believe nobody else is 290 pounds. What losers. Who's going home with the big guy today? I don't do that. I love Arnold, yes. Baptized says, Ryback, during your dominant start, winning multiple squash matches that went on for like many months, by the way, many handicap matches, instead of a U.S. title or IC title, you were thrown straight into the WWE title picture. Do you think it was too soon? Absolutely not. I was more than ready and capable, and they could have put the title on me, and we were off to the races. And I was mentally, physically, I was good. I got physically, as my ankle got better as I was there and longer, because my ankle was in a pretty compromised position from everything and the nerve damage. That question would never have been asked if the role would have been for me. My role was the role, unfortunately, Cena spoke up on and got me thrown into the main event. And there were other things, there was so much going on. I played the role to perfection. The good thing about this is I played the supportive role for CM Punk in this, but I was blessed to be so over and kept getting over that even in defeats, I kept getting more popular with this. If you notice how that was booked for 7 months on it, and but because of everything going on legally there, they could have still did that. And when I turned on Cena, we still could have pulled the trigger, and it would have been because I was as over as I'd had been when I turned on Cena with that, and numbers were through the roof on everything, you know, even with the mania booking of falling on my face set. But that's how you know that there was other stuff going on, because it made no sense with it. And that's why I've talked about this, and they go, I'm telling you guys what really happened. I didn't fail at anything. If I did, I could easily say, I'll tell you when I failed, and I'll be the kind, I'll just learn from it and get better with it. With that, that was not the case on it. And those that know, and those on the outside will never know. It's just the way that it is. But nothing was going to change with my booking with Vince and them because of the stuff that was going on legally. And it was, I think, had I stayed though and signed the other multi-million-dollar contract and gave them ownership of everything, I think they would have rewarded me. I think I would have had more. I've talked about this. I would have had more title rings with it. I had the health issues. I would have been forced to retire very quickly into that new contract had I stayed and not left and walked out. That's why I said I'm blessed. It was the best decision. I don't care what happens. It was the best decision I ever made of leaving out of there, because it saved my health and gave me ownership of everything with it. But this is where I tell you guys the game going on too. You got to understand, I walked out, I kept everything, and I won everything. They don't like that. So what did they do? And this is where I said, this stuff that was there, all this stuff of being of dangerous or hurting people or bad attitude or this and that, it's not true. And anyone that's ever worked with me, everyone knows. And I'll never sit back and say, no, that is true on it. I'm not going to let the lies become reality with it, because the truth always wins. And that's why I've stayed strong in all of this. And I know, just get your health back. And I go, it will all silence itself in due time. And everyone will realize, man, and we gave Ryback an unfair shake, and whether some do or don't or whatever, and those of you that have stayed and stay true, but there's a reason why they wanted my social media accounts with an NDA. And when they didn't get them, it was, we're going to damage everything that he's taking, his brand, and then we're going to create all these lies, which we had to take a bunch of them down, but they kept putting them out. We're going to try to make it where no other wrestling promotion is going to take a chance on this wild man with it. And we're going to limit the amount of money he can make. And we're going to try to dry him out as long as we can with all of this. And that was... they didn't think I'd be successful at getting my health back. Newsflash, I got my health back. I'm back, bitches. And it's going to be great. So, but that was this is what's gone on with it. And the perception that I've been able to survive. They shut me down in 5 places, I'll find a 6th place. They shut me down to 6th place, I'll find a 7th. You want it, I'll keep it going. But they can't control me getting my health back. They can't control me being good at what I know how to do. And what I'm able to do is, I am a goddamn motherfucking amazing professional wrestler. I was born to do this, and I will do this till the day I die. So it was, I just look forward to whatever then going on, but that's what happened. It wasn't too soon. That story would have continued in other ways. And like I said, but if I would have signed that, I think there would have been, because the handshake deal was for the championship. That was the whole point of the fucking thing I said. Break it, take it was the glass ceiling. That was supposed to be the beginning of me going, grabbing the brass ring. And there was a promo backstage with it. And maybe I'll save that break it, take it for a future promo. But, and I didn't sign the contract. And so the finish got changed with the US title, got taken off of the Mania card, put on the pre-show, had to do the match over. They were hoping I was going to sign the contract. So they didn't, but they didn't put too much effort into the next one. But if I would have signed it, I would have won the US title. And that would have started probably the push for the world title, the universal title, whatever would have been based off that handshake agreement. But I didn't sign the contract. And then, so, and when they were going to start embarrassing me the next night on Raw, I go, I got to get out of here. And it was, I got my nose fixed in my ear. And that was the beginning of life after WWE and all these games being played. But that's my inside take on it. Wasn't too soon by any means. It was the perfect timing. The trigger just needed to be fully pulled. Hey, big guy, I still have one super chat left. Very top. Thank you, buddy. Let me... hold on. I'm looking. Grim, is it the... Hold on, I'm going to go to the very top of the chats. These chats go way up. I really wish there was just a super chat button. Oh, there's another one up top I missed. Hold on. Damn, I hope they're still here. Man, there's two up the top too. Retro Mint Man, thank you for the super chat. I had the honor of seeing you live in San Antonio about 10 years ago. Thanks for all you've done. Man, thank you very much. Greatly appreciated for all the love and support. And San Antonio is where I came back against Bo Dallas. I hope that was the one you were at, because if you were, man, Texas crowds have always been very great towards me. But that San Antonio one when I came back as Babyface Ryback, that day at TV, I didn't know what we were going to do. I came back. And we were done with the Ribaxyl thing, and I had that groin thing fixed. And I was out about 10 weeks or 8 weeks or I can't remember. It was something a couple months. And they told me, Joey Mercury came up to me that day, and he goes, you're back. I go, yeah, I'm here. He goes, no, like, you're back. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, you're back. Like, you like OG Ryback. And he goes, like killer Ryback. And I go, I am? He goes, yeah. I go, I got to go watch my entrance. I forgot how to do it. I literally, in catering, went and sat down and watched. I literally had forgotten how to do, because I hadn't thought of, because me and Axel, I was just walking out doing keyboard stuff. I stopped my original Ryback entrance, so I had to make sure I had it down. And the crowd, when that music hit and they had to Feed Me More back in the music, and I was back by myself, it was that was a very special moment that I'll never forget. It was really cool. Crowd was really, really good. Go Figure Go says, what's your cardio and abs routine? Ever thinking of doing a fitness book? Yeah, that's something, definitely a possibility. More books, and I definitely have on the thing. I need to have everything free before I do any business ventures like that, so I could promote fully and get maximum value on my stuff that I do and reach more people. My cardio, though, is typically 5 days a week, very, very hard, with multiple sauna sessions and one cold tub, or one or two cold tub and hot tub as well, multiple times a week with that. But it's more, I do all forms of cardio, in the sense I'll have a day of long form cardio, like elliptical, where I just burned a lot of calories, but it's easier on my body. I'll do a day of long form Stairmaster, where I'm just trying to burn my legs for 45 minutes to an hour, but not blow myself up conditioning wise. Then I do all out high intensity interval training multiple times a week, through assault bike, through burpees, through jumping rope, through the Stairmaster, through sprints and incline sprints. And I do I have a mixed balance every week of all of this to keep myself in top form for me, what I need to be and keep getting better and improving. Like I keep setting new PRs every week, and my stuff is my training, and I get my body fat a little lower. I'm just so very, very on point with all of that. And listening to myself, you know, if I do something in my knee or something, I go, oh, my knee is a little sore today. I'm not going, probably not a day to do sprints, but you know what? I could do the assault bike all out and that doesn't put any pressure on my knee and I'm cool. And that's just making up something, but like little things and listening to my body and altering based off of that. And abs, I do all out once a week. Right now is what I've been doing in a combination of high rep and weights. And I was doing it twice a week, but I decided to treat it like I'm treating any other body part because I do get core gets work all throughout the week. But what I've been doing is I've been focusing on, and I've been doing this more and more with my shoulder and everything. I focus on lifting in maximizing each rep of every set. And I of squeezing the muscle and contracting it as hard as I can and really keeping the focus on each rep and being ultra, ultra just focused on the set. And something that has helped me is I go, I want each rep to be my best rep. And now is every rep my best rep? No, but I have the mindset of what I'm doing. I'm focused. I'm coming up on my ab. I'm squeezing and I'm coming down. So what's happening is I might not be able to do as much weight or as much repetitions if I'm just going through the motions, because a lot of people, we just go through the motions. We're just lifting weight. We're getting some benefits, but we're not getting all of the benefits. And that is what I have found. I've been able to increase even further as I keep getting better with all of this. And you could do a combination of like stuff too. If you're doing stuff and you want to burn out your abs and you're doing, because I've done this in boxing training where they're just burning you out with it. And they're not really focused on just squeezing and maximizing each rep with that. So it's okay to throw that stuff in. You go, at the end of my workout, I'm just going to do as many reps as possible. I'm not worried about form or I'm not worried about squeezing the muscle. I'm just trying to do a 3-minute burnout or something, right, with it. But we would actually be better off though if we're focusing on every rep and trying, we will look and feel better. And it's just another way to increase intensity with it. So, but I've been doing that on abs too, on even with all the weighted machines, slow and controlled, squeezing and contracting, slow and controlled up, breathing, coming in, squeezing every rep, rather than you just see the people that have the, you know, not in shape and they're just on the machine and playing on their phone. You're not, yeah, you're better off. That's better than nothing, but you're not getting maximum value. I want maximum value out of every rep. That's my mindset moving forward on everything. And I've been every day locked in and I'm having the best workouts of my life with that. So happy birthday, Jimmy. Hope you have a good one, my man. Super chat. Michael, are the rumors true that you're dating Mandy Rose? I have no idea where that rumor even got started. Probably right here. Maybe Mandy just doing donut videos. Donut videos on Ryback TV. And with that, guys, I know those are the dreaded words of every Ryback show. And with that, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap up today's show. We did 90, what did we do? 91, almost 92 minutes today. And I greatly appreciate all your love and support. Please check out my Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com. We've got all the Ryback merch and accessories up there. Workout tank tops. Got a lot of cool gear on there, guys. Check it out. The best supplements on the planet. All the discount codes in the description on here that I talked about in the beginning of the show as well in the plugs. So check that out. Probably tomorrow is going to be off. What I'm going to do, I got to do feeding time video on Friday, the feeding time. So, but what I probably, because I like to do the 5 days a week, we will do a weekend episode either Saturday or Sunday. So stay tuned. It'll still be the same morning time. I haven't figured out what day. I've got to look and see what if I'm doing my shoulder Saturday or Sunday with my therapist with everything. And usually I do it the day that I'm not doing that because I got to bounce around and drive around a little bit more on that day. So more time consuming. So I need more free time. And I do a lot more shoulder work on the day that she does it as well. So with that, guys, I will see you this weekend. Check out the new feeding time tomorrow, hopefully by 6 p.m. I'm going to try to stick with that time for Fridays and see if we can get that rolling on Fridays at 6 and get those taken off. Subscriptions, please keep them on. Notifications, and I apologize for those of you not getting them. And hopefully, though, things continue to improve on here in due time moving forward. Let's have a good one. Thank you again. Stay hungry, my friends. Until next time, feed me more. Hey, Ridebackers, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications for the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch. Visit feedmemore.com.